Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And I have titled this, The Goodness of the Holy Spirit. The Goodness of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you won't want to miss this message over the next few days, and so I trust that you'll be listening in. Let me just kind of take you on a little trip first back to the Lamp and Light broadcast as to what we are about. Lamp and Light is a ministry of Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. And of course, if you're in the Ocala area, we would enjoy having you visit with us. Our website is given to you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, and we invite you to come and look at our broadcasts and to listen to a Sunday church service or to listen to a broadcast of the radio you may have missed. You can find that on our website. The Lamp and Light broadcast is designed to take you through a book of the Bible, verse by verse, using the Old King James Bible, sticking to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scriptures. Speaking the truth in love is this program's motto, which we take from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and verse 15. And it's my intention to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. And in that note, many of you understand that every day's program comes on and signs off with the same song, The Bible Stands. And this song was selected after much prayer, and I basically was listening to a quartet sing this song from Maranatha Baptist Bible College in Watertown, Wisconsin. And I heard them sing, and I knew that this was just the song for our broadcast. But let me read the words of that old hymn and let it speak to your heart. But the words go like this. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it, they never can. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble, and I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever when the world has passed away. By inspiration, it has been given. All its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone, I expect to live it, and to prove it, and to make it mine. The Bible stands. Though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Oh, I hope that you've gotten that truth down in your own heart and mind, and you realize the Bible stands. Now, if you have your Bibles, your King James Bible ready, and you have a pencil and paper. I think it's always good to take notes, but I trust that you'll follow along now as we read. Also, before we start reading Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, let me encourage you to ask your friends to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast, and also to write us and let us know that you are listening. We love to hear from you. Now, I didn't ask you to send money. I just asked to send us a note and let us know that you are listening. Now, as we read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, we read this, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye had believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." Now, as we look at the goodness of the Holy Spirit, we see first here in verse 13, he starts out by saying, "In whom ye also trusted." Now, this is referring back to the last phrase of verse 12, where he says that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. And so, the ones who are preaching the gospel brought the message to them who had trusted or received Christ as their Savior. Now, when did they trust? Well, they trusted after they heard the word of truth. We're reminded of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, where it says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Oh, yes, this Bible is an eternal book. We're told in Romans 10:17, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And then he mentions specifically here the gospel of your salvation. My friend, simply what we're trying to point out is that you cannot remove the Bible from salvation. You're not born into this world already saved. You're not a person who becomes religious and that saves you. The Word of God serves as the seed. In John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11, we read this, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you." Now, Jesus is addressing his disciples, and he's just told them that he's got to go away for the Comforter, that is, the Holy Spirit, to come to them. And then he continues there in John 16:8, "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me." Well, that's the Holy Spirit's work toward the unsaved. A person has to realize that he's a sinner before he can get saved. A person has to realize that he is wicked, he is evil, and he cannot be good enough to deserve heaven. People have to realize they are sinners. Isn't it interesting that we live in a day when men try to build your self-esteem and even equate good self-esteem with salvation? Well, my friend, when we read the Word of God, we find that John the Baptist, that of men there was none greater, Jesus said. John the Baptist said that he, that is Jesus Christ, must increase, but I must decrease. Now, we're not here to build up your self-esteem. We want to show you that you actually are a sinner and you're worse than what you think. Why? Because you need to realize you need Jesus. You need him if you're going to have eternal salvation, if you're going to have forgiveness, if you're going to have cleansing, if you're going to have eternal life in heaven. And so we need to understand that. And so he says the Holy Spirit in John 16:9 was sent because he was going to reprove the world of sin because they believed not on Christ. And then of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And when he begins to speak to them of righteousness, that talks about saved people. Please understand that when we're talking of holiness, it's dealing with the heart, purity. And and the chastity of the heart. But when we're talking about righteousness, we're talking about obedience to the Word of God. Now, people that go around claiming we've got liberty since we've been saved and we're not under the law, we're not legalistic, we don't have anything that we must obey. Well, then, my friend, you in no way can be righteous then in this lifetime, because righteousness is obedience to the commands of the Lord. And the last verse of Deuteronomy chapter 6 explains that. That is exactly what righteousness is. And when the Bible gives you a definition of a word, that's the definition, regardless of what a million other men may tell you. When the Bible says that righteousness is obedience to the word and commands of the Lord, then that's what it is. And so the Holy Spirit was sent to be one that reproves the world of sin, that is the unsaved, and then the saved of righteousness, and then of judgment, verse 11 of John 16, because the prince of this world is judged. That's against the devil and his cohorts, those who seek to devour us. But we also know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says, he who now letteth will let, he that restrains. Well, that's that Holy Spirit that restrains. And so he is in us, and the Holy Spirit and the Word of truth working together. My friend, you don't need just the Holy Spirit without the Word of God. You need the Holy Spirit with the Word of God, for the Holy Spirit works through the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 and 24, we read this, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God." Now, preaching salvation, preaching Christ, that is wisdom and power. It's power to us as saved people, because we know it's how we got saved was by hearing the gospel. And we know that God is glorified and pleased, and his pleasure is fulfilled when people get saved and when his gospel is preached. That's why good Christians rejoice when the gospel that saved them is preached. I've heard people say, oh, they preached another salvation sermon at church. Well, that tells me a couple things. First of all, it tells me the person that makes a derogatory statement and they're complaining that the pastor preached on salvation, it shows that they are very immature as Christians, and they're not ready for meat. And then secondly, it shows they lack love, and they don't want others to hear the salvation message, and they don't want to hear of the love Christ had for them in saving their soul. So, my friend, be a mature Christian. Be a good Christian. Rejoice when the gospel that saves is preached. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.